Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including some new merch release, some behind-the-scenes looks, and maybe a new character getting added to an app, and just, you know, everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
Crap, I don't have one this time. Hi, it's Kevin. Usually I have a book, but I didn't have one.
We're super prepared from, you know, the time we took off, you know, we're just, you know, firing all cylinders, but...
Yeah, it takes a few minutes. My ability is so strong.
You gotta warm up, completely understandable. Yeah, yeah. But...
Got this, it'll be okay.
But before we dive into today's kind of topics that we have, like we do every week, we want to take a moment to encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out in the world. In the past, we've highlighted things like the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still ongoing and still requires support, to the, you know, crisis in Ukraine that's still ongoing, and the constant attacks upon reproductive and trans rights within the United States that just every day gets worse and worse and worse. So just find a way that you can help. Like whether that's donating time or money, joining in protests if you can safely, you know, watching streams that generate revenue for nonprofits, beginning the steps to you and just educate yourself because there's so much going on right now. We're in the middle of Pride Month, and just like, if you can find a way to help, you know, garner support, protect trans people in any way you can, that would be awesome. You know, let's just try to be heroes. Let's try to be better. Let's try to make this world a better place. But with that, we'll jump into our topics, the first of which is Legacy Wars. It was announced this week that a new character would be entering the grid, and that character is Rancic from Time Force. Mm-hmm. Although he has not currently been released due to technical issues that they had when they were doing the maintenance phase. So we've not actually got our hands on him or seen a full look on him, but he's coming. He'll be here soon. What did you think about Rancic being added to the game, Kevin?
I mean, I think it's always fun when we get new characters added, especially because, like, again, this game has been running now for 6 years and some change.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they're still finding characters to add, I think it just is something fun to think about when it comes to the plethora of characters in the Power Rangers legacy, no pun intended. Like... it's just really cool to see, like, and we kind of figured, like, because back when that RPG game was announced, you know, we knew Rancic was going to be something like add to your party, so it makes sense. They're probably, you know, they probably redid a lot of the model work, and they probably are repurposing what they had. We kind of figured at some point he would get added anyway because of that, and I think Nadira was also part of that as well, so I would not be surprised if we get Nadira way down the road. But yeah, like, I think it's a lot of fun. Some of the combo videos I saw of him in the trailer were really interesting. And, you know, it may take a little while for him to get added in, but I would much rather them implement him correctly than them have to, like, pull him in and then take him out. So,
yeah, for sure, for sure. It is interesting, like you said, I had that thought as well of, like, hey, kind of interesting he was in that RPG game that didn't ever come out. So, yeah, I do think it is a situation where they had, like, the assets and they repurposed them, which I think is kind of cool. It is nice to have Rancic, who I think is a major character within the brand. I'll be curious once he actually adds how he functions, because, you know, other than the teases, we've not really seen much else about what he does in the game. But I did also want to point out that, like, since Inway also owns this and Battle for the Grid, it has been interesting to see that Battle for the Grid is still... at, like, major fighting game competitions.
No, it totally makes sense. It's, like, the thing that impresses me about Battle for the Grid is, like, there is a large community for it. Like, one of my good friends, one of our players in our game, Steven, he has been in part of that community for the longest time. And, like, he's told me all about it and, like, has even gotten to go to, like, Combo Breaker and things like that and, like, played with... the community. Like, it's really cool. It's a cool thing to see that they're still supporting it.
Yeah, it is, and it's really awesome that, like, it has some kind of attention, and, like, I keep holding out hope, crossing fingers, being like, come on, announce the second one. Yeah. Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter have moved on to the next ones. Battle for the Grid can get a 2, right? Come on.
I mean, yeah, it can. I, like I've said before, I think it'll happen eventually, but I think they're just kind of biding their time.
Maybe. Yeah.
I would not be surprised if we do get an announcement. It would probably be either this summer or during the eventual Power Month celebration we get. So
that is also a very good point that I had not considered. I mean, we'll touch upon this in other sections. We're in a weird kind of holding pattern for right now because there's not a lot of new news per se for the brand. It's just kind of
the brand is dead. It's dead.
No, we're not at that phase yet, Kevin. We're at the Hasbro Power Rangers. Yes.
Sorry. I was channeling my Laurie Metcalf on that one, so.
Yeah, we haven't reached that stage yet. We got to go through the other, grief process of, not having any news. Hasbro hates the brand. Hasbro never wants to take care of it. Nope, the brand is dead. Yeah, we're in the throes of that right now, but it is, it's exciting to see, potential little things that keep on going. Like you said, the fact that this app has been running for 6 years is insane. we point it out every time. It was a tie-in to the 2017 movie that is effectively dead. That movie is not happening anymore, but this is the thing that survived.
Exactly.
But moving right along into our next topic, Lightning Collection news. Randomly, Hasbro decided to drop the Lightning Collection Invisible Phantom Ranger and announced that it was an exclusive for Walgreens and that they would also have limited quantities on Hasbro Pulse. Yep. We've known about this for half a year at this point, it seems like. Yeah. It's been quite a while. It's funny, I ordered it. They've already shipped it. Yeah. So I guess these were sitting in a warehouse at Hasbro, and they just launched them all into boxes and got them out. I do want to say, in the light pictures for it, I do think the actual photos of it look better than anything we've seen so far. Because the leaked image is just not a great one that we've had for a while. I do think it looks better than I thought it would have. That being said, it's always weird. It's always these Walgreens exclusives that they're really weird about how they drop them. It just happens.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, too, it's partly it's them having to fulfill their contract with Walgreens, and they probably have set rules that they have to abide by. But at the same time, it's also really funny because, a pharmacy company having toy exclusives still shakes me to this day. I think I still remember the first time we got a Walgreens exclusive, and I was like, really?
But what's weird is this Hasbro's not the only one that does it. There are Funkos that are exclusive to Walgreens, and I'm just is there that many people? I don't go into a Walgreens enough, I think, to
I think that too sometimes, but then now that I live in Chicago, I literally have two Walgreens within half a mile of me. I have a Walgreens on my street corner. So maybe that's partly why, in major urban areas, there's a lot of them, and I don't know, but it's interesting. It's still shocking, I think, but it's a cool thing, I guess, too, because it means that the brand is out there in more stores, and
And I mean, for all the complaining at the time of what this one getting leaked, there was it's taking up space in a wave, and it's no, it's an exclusive, so y'all were wrong. Okay.
and also, I got to sidetrack on this. Just because
you don't say
a figure. I know, me getting sidetracked. The boy of ADHD and no medication. I see this argument in every fucking community I'm in. Power Rangers, Smash Brothers, Pokemon, Digimon, whatever it is. Just because this figure got made, it did not take away a slot from Jen or from another prominent Ranger that I can't think of at this time. Jen's the one that I know that we're waiting on. Because guess what? The slots don't exist. Hasbro is going to make what Hasbro wants to make. So don't worry about it. Just let it be. And this isn't even a main wave figure. This is part of a store exclusive. And also, at the end of the day, it's a piece of plastic.
Buy it or doll.
yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, so that's my sidetrack.
I did want to, so like staying in that kind of sidetrack though, I've been thinking about this, especially because a lot of the like the way we're catching up on wave shipping is coming out. We're getting to the point now where like the only wave that's outstanding is the newest one that they revealed, which was the like Turbo Red, Lost Galaxy, or Lightspeed Rescue Blue and RPM Yellow. That's the one that's going to be the most recent out. So we're kind of edging up to the fact that we're going to get another wave announced soon. Who do you want to see in like the newest waves? What weird directions would you want them to take? We know kind of the thing they teased last year was this was the get in gear year. So, you know, we've seen that fulfilled a bit with like Turbo Red and RPM Yellow.
Yeah.
But is there anything you would want them to announce in the next wave?
So I'm of two mindsets. I have the chaotic mindset, and then I have the sensible mindset. I think chaos-wise, I really want to see like a major release for a character that maybe isn't as prominent. Like I don't know. Like let's get like Vrock from Megaforce. Let's see something like that. Like, or I don't know. Maybe a comic character. Like, maybe we can get Solar Ranger. Like, that'd be kind of fun.
We do know. We've seen, air quotes, Omegas, we know. Yeah. Yes, we know the Omegas are coming. There is a prototype.
Yeah, which is fun. I'm excited about that. No, I mean, thinking of the getting gear year, I mean, I think a Divatox figure, it's time. Like, I think she would be amazing. I think Final Vengix would also be a really good figure. Like, that would be a very nice deluxe figure. And it would look really good. Or alternatively, maybe something along the lines of, let's see, I've said Turbo, I've said RPM, let's do Lightspeed Rescue. Titanium Ranger. I mean,
nice. I think that's
really good.
That's what I think we're kind of all waiting on, is like, come on, do the first, like, Power Rangers exclusive Ranger, come on now, y'all should, that should have been a no-brainer to get that one. I have thought of some that, like, maybe have gotten lost in the discussion of, like, car-themed things. I kind of think I'd like to see an Operation Overdrive Ranger get some love.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be really fun, but which one would you want?
See, that's the question. I actually think the like Mercury Ranger would make a really great Lightning Collection figure, because I think all the Sex Rangers do. I'd be curious how they would do like the really chrome look that he has. I wouldn't mind if Rose or Ronnie got the love though, because like I feel like a lot of the time the male characters get pushed, so I wouldn't mind if Ronnie or Rose got one. I'd even take a Camdor figure, because I think the Camdor suit is really cool looking. That'd be fun. Yeah, just any of those would be really cool to get.
Yeah. I'm always going to be a proponent for the American figures that never got figures, like the villains. I think Flurious would be fun. Or Thrax.
Yeah, or I mean, it's a long shot, but like Miratrix, but don't do the bob, do the like ponytail Miratrix. I would love that.
or just have swappable heads for it.
Yeah, but I mean, they've not exactly shown that they care to do that.
That's true. But no, I mean, yeah, Operation Overdrive, I think, would be fun to see it get some stuff. Because, like, despite some people's varying opinions on it, like, there's, I think, and this is with Power Rangers in general, there's always good to be found in any season. So.
Yes.
Like, even Samurai. Like, I know for some people, Samurai, they hate it. Some people, they don't like it, some they love it, and I know we also have a Samurai figure coming at some point based off of leaks, so
forget about that.
I don't think it got revealed, because I think all we saw was the Spin Saber, right?
Yeah, and I think that's gotten debunked, because someone was able to figure out where it came from.
Got it. Okay, so maybe it was fake. Okay,
it would be nice. It would be cool. Don't get me wrong. I think those would actually... That's another series that I think would transfer really well. But I think if they're going to lean into, like, we're doing cars, car-themed Sentai, or car-themed seasons, I think it would be cool to get just a little bit of Operation Overdrive. And also, like, the Bokinger designs are so good. Like, those are very good suits. Despite my feelings, my misgivings about Operation Overdrive, I do think it'd be cool to get those. And just, I would love to get the girls or a Mercury Ranger out there, because I think they'd be a good fit for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, Hasbro, it's Pride Month. Give us what we want. Just give us Divatox.
I mean, speaking of that, great transition. Thank you, Kevin. Hasbro has given us something for Pride Month. For a limited time, Hasbro Pulse offers Pride fan merch from some of your favorite brands. And for every Pride t-shirt that is sold between June 1st through June 30th, Hasbro will donate $10 to the Trevor Project.
Wonderful.
And there is a Power Rangers one that says Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and has all 7 power coins, which is like, if you want to get me to buy a Power Ranger thing, put the White Ranger and Green Ranger stuff on there, and I'll be like, yes, love it. I don't know why that, like, gets me every time, but it's one of my favorite things that, like, the brand keeps doing.
Well, and also, some more Pride shirts have popped up on Amazon. I don't know if you saw that last night or not.
I did not. Whoa, what?
Yeah, so there is now, there are 2 designs, I believe. There's one that is the lightning bolt with the rainbow gradient.
Okay.
And then the other one is, it is the lightning bolt, and it's the but instead, like, it's an art piece where it's like there's a red, orange, yellow, green, black, or blue and black slash purple one that's like all 6 Rangers, and it says "Love is power." So
that, what, that's awesome. Yeah,
they got added. I think they got added like last night. I want to say like it was like last night. So as of recording. But I think it's as part of their initiative to, like, do custom prints, you know, like, where they don't have them, they make them when you order them. So, yeah, you can get those in, like, tank top designs, long sleeves, hoodies, whatever you really want. I'm tempted by the rainbow lightning bolt, honestly, because, dear listeners, you know, we kind of use that image for our podcast. So, yeah.
That's really cool. That makes me really happy. Oh, I love... Yeah. Okay. I like the Love is Power one, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that... And I like the lightning bolt that... Okay, so it's the actual, like, rainbow. It's not, like, quite the gradient. It is the actual, like...
Yeah.
Pride rainbow. Oh! Oh, yeah. No, they're gonna get my money, Kevin. They're
rainbow
gonna
get my money. Rainbow capitalism. It wins again. No, I mean, same. I'm probably gonna order something soon. I don't know yet, but yeah, I think... I mean, I think... Now more than ever, seeing the brand support this, like, for all the feelings that people have about Hasbro, this would have never happened under Saban.
It would have never happened.
Let's be real.
Okay, and just to, like, sidetrack on another thing, I did see someone make a cunty comment on the Hasbro, like, Pride post that they had posted, and they're like, well, it would have been nice if you treated David Yost better during his time, and I'm like, my dude... They just brought him back for the 30th anniversary. He has gotten past it.
Yeah. And also, like, he fought for it to be, like, unionized, like, for that special. And they agreed to that, to get him back. Like...
Yeah.
Calm down.
Also, there were gays on that special, and we will forever be happy about that, the men trans and gay rights.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the thing is, like, and maybe this is the topic for later discussion, but I mean, it's great to see because at its core, Power Rangers is inherently very gay and queer-coded. Like,
yeah,
that's why there is a large number of gay and queer people that have loved the series since the beginning. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Let's be real. Let's call a spade a spade.
For sure. And just, like, I don't know. It's exciting. I do want to say, like, the one thing I will hesitate on, like, buying the Amazon Prime one, if you're going to do something to actually generate revenue for, like, Pride things, I am happy that Hasbro is donating to the Trevor Project.
Yes.
It is a well-known one. Again, if you're going to pay for things that have Pride stuff, make sure it is donating money and make sure they are actually doing it. Because there have been times in the past where people have not done what they've said. So just, like, be aware. And also, buy from queer businesses as well. Support them during Pride Month, as you should.
Yes.
But with that, we'll move on to our kind of third topic for this one, which is Cosmic Fury. Simon Bennett has been posting various behind-the-scenes photos on his Instagram. We've gotten a look at the Morpher. We've gotten a look at props from, like, the, like, Power Ranger weapons. What have you thought of all the stuff we've gotten teased so far?
I mean, I think it's fun that we're getting the behind the scenes stuff. And I think it really shows in this day and age, like, because we've had similar things for Once and Always, where, like, and even Dino Fury, like, Hasbro is definitely trying to use social media to market the series and generate discussion about it. For what it's worth and for what people think, this is how they're marketing it. And I think it's a clever way of doing it because it's generating discussion, it's kind of keeping things fresh. I do kind of agree with some people on the use of the lightning bolt. Like, it definitely is on there. The branding is there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just interesting getting used to seeing that, like, more prominently. But otherwise, I think everything I've seen so far looks really good.
Yeah, my only wish is I wish they would have not stylized it, but how they inserted it into the design would have. I wish they would have been a little more, like, clever about it. And that's not me slighting them, but just, like, rather than slapping that yellow lightning bolt on there, like, I wish it maybe had been, like, there's, like, a chrome design that, like, incorporates the lightning bolt in it. Like, there are ways you could have done that I think are a little less, like, hey, we have a yellow lightning bolt sticker, slap it on there.
No, I agree. But it also feels a little nostalgic, because it feels like the toys from Mighty Morphin, when they would just do that on any part of the Zords for any reason.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We've still not seen footage for this yet. We still don't know when Cosmic Fury is going to drop. My hope is, because we're getting teases, that we're getting closer to, like, an announcement, maybe.
Yeah.
I think
it's going to drop in August.
Like, yeah.
Either it's going to drop or we'll get an announcement of when it does.
I'm actually thinking we find out when soon, because there'll be, like, all the comic convention things happening, and there's rumors that there's, like, a Rita and Zed, like, Funko thing at New York or San Diego Comic Con. If those exist, my thought is, like, oh, they'll announce the trailer, they'll reveal the trailer then that says, hey, this is when it's dropping, and it'll drop in August. That would make the most sense to me. You tease it now, drop it in August, which would be really fun and cool. I did find it interesting that, like, on the Morpher, we've been, like, kind of, like, talking about, like, oh, we think they'll have the Q-tama and they'll slide it into the back.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of a something you can see in some of the photos that Simon has posted, but there is also the weird, like, orb thing in the front of it that I'm like, okay, but that could also just be a thing they change color whenever the Rangers use them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very intrigued to see how these things work. I do think overall, aside from the, like, lightning bolt being slapped on everything, I do think all the props look really cool. And, like, I think they look neat. I think they look fun. I just can't wait till we get more footage. That's kind of what I'm waiting on. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I think once we see the footage in action, it's going to really do a lot, I think, and hope. And, you know, I think this is also exciting, because it's an experiment. Like, let's call it what it is. Like, they are trying something new, and I think that's also a bit exciting as well.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see, because, again, we don't totally know what the shape of this is. Yeah. We've gotten hints. We have detectives sleuthing on cast pictures that have been posted to, like, figure out if there's an extra ranger. You know, like, we've had hints of things, but, like, nothing has been confirmed. We don't totally know how all this is going to work. We know it's 10 episodes, but, like, what this is going to look like. And we've recently gotten some, like, voice casting with some Power Ranger-ass names that, like, we can't figure out. Like, is this a new villain? Yeah. Is this, like, a, you know, are they using a suit from Q Ranger? You know, we don't know. And so it's just very interesting. And I can't wait to see kind of what the shape of this will be once we get the trailer.
I mean, anything can happen. Do you want to know my crazy theory?
Go for it.
My crazy theory is that, based on some of the behind the scenes photos we've seen, we'll probably get some Juojer monsters, because those monsters were based on past monster designs from Sentai. Like, there was the one I remember very vividly that looks like Pudgy Pig. And I would not be surprised if they use that one.
That's interesting. So, I don't think I knew that about Juojer, even though I watched a lot of it.
Yeah. That was their big quirk for the season. Like, because, you know, on the anniversary seasons, like Bokenger, like, the monsters in that one, they were inspired by previous monsters or previous themes of seasons.
Like, they were
based off. Yeah. They were based off of Car Ranger. Like, there was one that was explicitly based off Car Ranger and the way they were named and the way they looked, so.
Yeah, and then, like, Kamdor is, like, the Shogun Megazord. Yeah. That makes sense. I don't think I ever knew that, but that would be interesting, because, I mean, we've seen them, obviously, with the Tokuger monsters, we've seen them, like, repurpose those in various ways. Yeah. This wouldn't be surprising for them to do that.
Yeah.
But I think
there's... Mm-hmm. yeah, I think there's a lot of fun they can do with this, and I think there's going to be... I think we're going to see something very special, and I'm excited about that, honestly.
Okay. All right. Okay. Interesting. I'm just, like, looking at the... And I'm also, like... The thing I'd be curious about, though, if they're doing that, how they would work the Zord footage, because they're using Q-Ranger's Zord footage. Which, like, Q-Ranger's also just weird how they did Zords, too, because, like... Not just the ranger combinations, but the fact that, like, the monsters sometimes grew, but sometimes didn't. It was a very odd season for Sentai in that weird way. So, yeah. I did want to ask, because I've seen a little bit of, like, we've seen a little arguing in fandoms about whether or not Cosmic Fury will have toys, or if there will be a toy wave. A lot of people are like, no, I don't think there will be, blah, 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 blah. But what are your thoughts, Kevin? What do you think?
Yes, we will get toys. Like, Power Rangers is a toy brand. Will it be something as extensive as, like, what Bandai used to do? Oh, yeah, remember when Bandai did, like, those ninja training gears that sat on shelves for, like, ever? Like, no, there's gonna be toys. Like, there will probably... Like, I don't think fans should get, like, their hopes up. I think that's what's been a problem for the last few years, is that fans expect certain things. And are there certain things that Hasbro should have put out? Yes, absolutely. I think, like, the fact that we didn't get a Deluxe Beast King Megazord, yeah, that was an oversight. Like, we're missing some of the Dino Fury Zords. But I would say, this is what I would expect. Basic figures for the Rangers.
Yeah.
Maybe the Morpher. Maybe some roleplay weapons. Like, very limited ones. We'll probably get, like, a Foot Soldier figure, and maybe, like, a Lord Zedd figure. Yeah, like... And Zords, yeah. We'll probably get, like, the basic Megazord.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's gonna be toys. Like, this is a toy franchise.
Like, yeah, and I also caution people from expecting, like, that these things will hit the store at the same time that, like, the show drops on Netflix. Probably not. It'll probably be a similar thing that we've seen with Dino Fury, where, like, stuff is still coming out, you know, months later. So I bet we do see it, but I bet it's probably not as, like, synced up as people would hope.
Yeah, precisely. Like, I think that's something that people need to keep in mind, is, like, there's going to be some stuff, and you know what? There'll be some great things, but maybe if you just keep your expectations realistic, you might be surprised. So, I would not be surprised if we get a team set on Amazon like we did for Dino Fury. There will probably be something with that. And maybe we'll get a couple of things, but... And I'm sure we'll also get at least a Lightning Collection figure announcement. Like, probably we'll probably get Amelia and Cosmic Red.
Yeah, that's my thought. That's the one that's like, oh, it feels the most like, okay.
Yeah. We'll probably get her, or if we get, like, that rumored Orange Ranger, then we'll probably get their figure.
Yeah, I would actually be very happy if they did, like, an Amelia 2-pack and had her in Dino Fury Pink and Cosmic Fury Red. That would be really cool.
That'd be fun.
Get both figures at once.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
But yeah, I also, because I saw that argument bubbling up, and people are just like, oh, well, they don't do toys for Netflix. I'm like, Netflix has done toys for their stuff. I just know typically you don't see that stuff in stores until way later than when the show aired.
Yeah.
Or, like, air quotes, aired.
there are Stranger Things action figures. Like,
yeah.
Let's be real here. Like,
I think about Voltron is the one I think about. They had a toy line that did not come out as soon as the show did, and was out, like, later on. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, I think that's definitely an interesting thing, too, to see. And I think that's what makes me excited about this year, is Power Rangers has been developed and made at the same... I mean, you remember when you worked at Toys R Us. Like, there was a consistent pattern that there was.
Yeah, yeah, there was.
It was, and let's be real, like, it's shaking things up. Like, we can't, I think if fans were expecting Power Rangers to just continue at the same method for the end of time, that's not realistic. But this is a show that has been canceled twice.
Yep.
And has managed to stay alive this long. Like, we have to change things up. We have to see things new. And I'm excited about that. Like, I think that's what makes this year kind of unprecedented.
Yeah, and just, like, again, there's just, like, so many potential options they could do with it. Like, I think getting upset because, you know, you don't have all the details right now before we even know when the show releases is, you know, not a bad thing. And just, yeah. I think people need to temper their expectations and chill out. Because, like, mm-hmm. we've seen how they treat Simon, and it's like, come on, guys, calm down. Agreed. But like we said earlier, we know we're in the middle of the cycle of the brand is, they hate the brand, it's dead, blah, blah, blah. We're in that cycle. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, once they announce a, you know, fan stream and they reveal a bunch of stuff, people will calm down for like a week or two. So we're just anticipating that sooner or later. One last thing before we head out, just as a reminder, Renegade will be having their SummerCon online on June 9th. It will start at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, so 2 p.m. Central. That'll be 12 Pacific, maybe 11 Pacific. I'm bad with time zones, even though I used to deal with this. But they'll have the Just Wait stream where they will reveal over 20 new game products from your favorite lines, as well as some surprises. And like as we talked about before, there will definitely probably be some Power Rangers-related things for like Heroes of the Grid, the deck-building game, the RPG game, I'm sure, that will have all kinds of reveals within there. So definitely check that out. If you're listening to it, you're probably a couple hours away from it airing, so definitely go and check that one out. I think that's going to wrap up the show for today. If you want to reach out to the podcast, you can hit us up on Twitter for as long as that exists at MayThePowerPod. Or if you want to send us an email, you can email us at MayThePowerPod@gmail.com. Feel free to send us comments, critiques, suggestions, topic ideas, or let us know if you're interested in coming on as a guest host. We're always happy to have more people come on and chat with us. And we'll definitely probably be reaching out to a couple over the next couple weeks to have them come on and have us a couple chit-chats. But, if you want to find me, you can find me on most social media at ThespisPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3.
And just before we go, like we do every week, we just want to say thank you guys for listening to us and checking us out. And with that, as always, may the power protect you.